Good morning, friends of Jesus and friends of mine, and many of you are becoming friends of each other. It is Wednesday, August the 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. It's today again. And remember, we're in the summer of encouragement. We're coming into the stretch run, and we're encouraging one another daily as long as it is called today. So that's all first on our agenda today, and that is our agenda. So let's begin this morning before Jesus in consecration. He's ready to set up shop in the temple of our bodies. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, I was on our Facebook group page this morning early, and I saw where a grandmother who's keeping her little infant granddaughter 4 days a week, she had put a video of the little, of the tiny baby. I mean, like almost newborn. And she was praying the prayer of consecration over and with this little infant girl. And I thought, man, that's sewing right there. And I so appreciated that. It was video. So if you want to see stuff like that and you are on Facebook, I mean, if you're not on Facebook, I'm not trying to talk you into getting on it. But if you are on it, you might as well look at the good stuff like this and just go to our page. I'll put a link in the email today to our Facebook page. You have to, you know, tell them you want in and they'll let you in. But that blessed me to see. It'll bless you. Consecration, friends. Is today again. That's where encouragement starts, just putting ourselves into the hands of Jesus. Today's entry is entitled, On Letting Perseverance Finish Its Work. Campfire still burning on James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. I love the extended treatment we're getting to give this text. Hear now again the word of the Lord. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete. Not lacking anything. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. It is so clear, isn't it? Perseverance is not something we are doing. It is something that is being done within us. Perseverance is what Jesus, through His Spirit, is doing. To persevere is to participate with the Holy Spirit's work to image us in the image of Jesus. The operative word is let. Oh, how we need this kind of holy imagination. In the face of a test or trial, let perseverance finish its work. Can you let perseverance finish its work? In the deepest pit of despair, can you muster the faith to mouth the words, "Jesus, I belong to you"? This trial is happening to you, but the work of Jesus is happening in you and for you. Don't fight the trial. Lean into Jesus. This trial can break you down. It can break you up. These are the conditions for Jesus to break in and break through. And look what happens when perseverance finishes its work. So that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. The Bible word is teleos. It actually means perfect, mature and complete, perfect. Not perfect as in flawless and without error, but perfect as in flourishing and fullness. And fullness as in the fullness of God. A trial in the hands of Jesus becomes the process of becoming empty of all that needed emptying out, so that a new and mature and complete fullness can come in its wake. To the man or woman or young person reading this, hearing this, who is thinking that all is lost, be assured. Perseverance is finishing his work in you. Jesus didn't want this awful suffering for your life, but he is making you whole and mature and full. Yes, perfect through the suffering. Let perseverance finish its work. Be encouraged today. From this trial, though it be a testing of your faith, will come deep humility, profound authority, and breathtaking love. It is already happening. Let's pray. Father, we especially pray today for the one who is thinking of taking their own life today. And we pray for the eyes to see and the ears to hear and the heart to turn to who that may be in our own context, especially the young among us, and love them extravagantly. Lord Jesus, we want to let perseverance finish its work in us. The Bible tells us you were made perfect through what you suffered, and you were already perfect. So we know you did that for us to show us what it looks like. You are the one who perseveres for the joy set before you. And we bless you to persevere in and through us today. Come, Holy Spirit, and make us mature, complete, and perfect, filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Our journal prompts today: how is perseverance finishing its work in you right about now? How's that going? What does it feel like? How are you understanding and interpreting it? We're going to sing a hymn in a minute that will encourage us. It's number 357. This is called "Near to the Heart of God." 357 will sing it. But just a couple more comments. A couple of years ago, one of our readers, dear man of God, Ernesto, he lives out in New Mexico. He sent me this reading from one of the classic devotional books, Streams in the Desert, which if you don't have, you need to have. But this is the reading. It's not that long, but I guess it's kind of a poem. I want you to hear this. Sorrow has laid her hand upon thy shoulder and walked with thee in silence on life's way, while joy, thy bright companion once, grown colder, becomes to thee more distant by day, the day. Becomes to thee more distant day by day. Shrink not from the companionship of sorrow. She is the messenger of God to thee, and thou wilt thank him in his great tomorrow. For what thou knowest not now, thou then shalt see. She is God's angel, clad in weeds of night, with whom we walk by faith and not by sight. Wow. It encouraged me then, encourages me today. She is sorrow, it says, is God's angel clad in weeds of night, with whom we walk by faith and not by sight. I know a lot of you are walking with sorrow in these days. I know it. And we, I understand that. I know you sense it in my tone a lot. I walk in sorrow. And the Lord, I believe, has been trying to teach me and you joy. Not joy as an escape from sorrow, but joy in the midst of sorrow. That's something I've been learning about Jesus, is that he is all at once a man of constant sorrows and a man of indefatigable joy. And it's not like a pendulum swinging. I think that's probably the story of a lot of my past, is like the pendulum will swing from over to the side of sorrow and sadness, and then back over to the side of, I don't know if you call it joy, maybe you call it happiness or better circumstances. I think the Lord's trying to teach me that circumstances don't matter when he is present. And that's Jesus, right? He's not a pendulum swinging. He is all at once a man of constant sorrow and a man of indefatigable joy. And that's not something I think really we can learn or somehow master or get. It's actually his presence in us, that he trains us in it and he walks us in it and he leads us into it. It's him. It's himself. So, I don't know. I hope that encourages you today, because I know, and I mean, I put that thing in the prayer about people who are looking or standing on the brink of ending their own life. Guys, they're all around us. This is happening, and we need to intervene. We need to pray the Lord give us discernment, like who? Because these people don't often tell you. Just be attuned. I've visited with parents who listen to the wake-up call and whose children, you know, have taken their own life, and whose mothers and wives, and gosh, it's so devastating. And, you know, it's everybody feels like, gosh, I could have done something. And you just begin to blame yourself, and you can't go there. What you got to do is you just got to to be attentive and attuned and ask the Lord to lead us to people who are in this kind of trial, in this kind of despair, and just go to them and hold on to them as much as we can. And of course, if you're a parent or someone who has suffered this loss from another person close to you, yeah, our heart goes out to you. And just know that Jesus is with you in the midst of that, in the midst of that unbearable grief. And he's taking what was meant for bad and he's going to turn it to good. Just let perseverance finish its work is what I think I'm encouraging you and me to do. Let perseverance. This is not for nothing. This is not for naught. He is working. You know, I say it often. God does everything that happens is not God's will. I don't think it's ever God's will when someone takes their own life. But guess what? God has a will in everything that happens. And sometimes that happens. And that doesn't mean that God has let go of them, and he's certainly not let go of us. We just got to press in deeper when we don't understand. So, 357, you ready? There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before thee, near to the heart of God. There is a place of comfort sweet, near to the heart of God, a place where we our Savior meet, near to the heart of God. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before thee, near to the heart of God. There is a place of full release, near to the heart of God, a place where all is joy and peace, near to the heart of God. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before thee, near to the heart of God. All right, sowers, it's today, and we're going to get out on the field, and we're going to sonder today. We're going to become more attuned to the fact that every person we pass by, their world, their life, their is as complex as ours is. We don't know what they're dealing with, but we know that Jesus wants to witness to himself, to them. He wants to bear witness through our presence. And just allow him to do that. That's encouragement. It's him working, moving through us. And just ask him this morning as you get ready to go out, Lord, who do you want to encourage through me today? I was doing that this morning. I got four or five names. And now I'm going to go out and figure out how to reach out. I'm going to send a text to somebody. I'm going to call somebody else. I'm going to go see somebody else in the hospital. And that, I mean, that's his agenda. I mean, I got a lot of stuff I can do and need to do and should do and probably must do, but Jesus' agenda's got to be first. Seeking first his kingdom, right? His righteousness, all the rest of these things, he'll sort it for us. They'll be added to us. He'll figure it out. All right. Well, It's time to hit the field. Get your seeds. I'll see you out there today for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.